So from what I understand, it looks like forms for expenditures were set, totaling almost the same for the reimbursement to himself?
Yeah, there's kind of two different issues going on. One is that the Mr. Gooden was paying himself out of his campaign donations, his campaign account. Over the calendar year 2019, he paid himself over $141,000 in items that are coded as expense reimbursement, without any real explanation as to what that was for. It's highly unusual. We compared that as to all other congressional representatives from the state of Texas during that same time frame. And all of the other congressional representatives combined only had about $6,500 in reimbursements over that entire year. We made a complaint as to that, and the FEC has received and accepted our complaint, and they have requested and instructed Mr. Gooden's committee, which is his campaign account, and Mr. Gooden himself to provide a response and explain those payments and to document the expenditures, because candidates are only allowed and office holders are only allowed to use campaign donation money for campaign related expenses. They cannot use those for personal expenses or any other expenses.
Okay, and when was this filed?
It was filed on, it's dated the 6th of February. It was received on the 7th, I believe. We got a letter back from the FEC dated the 14th of February saying that they had received our complaint. They had forwarded it to the Gooden Committee and Mr. Gooden and requested a response within 15 days.
Now, how did you find these irregularities? Were you looking for something in particular, or how did you find them?
As we noted in our filing with the FEC, during the course of my campaign, I've been approached by several voters, residents of District 5, who indicated that they had looked at some of this material and believed that there was something fishy going on. And they asked me to, and I committed to them to go look for these things and go examine it myself. And as I mentioned, everything we've looked at is all public record.
Hill has a long military career and says his campaign has been endorsed by the Kaufman County AG.
This is my first time running for office. I'm an Army veteran, joined the Army at age 17. Right out of high school, grew up in Houston, entered the Army there. I served in the 101st Airborne Division on active duty as an infantryman. I returned to Texas and served in the National Guard for another 7 years as a paratrooper and in a ranger company, which is a long-range reconnaissance patrol company I was in. And my highest rank achieved was staff sergeant, which is a non-commissioned officer rank. I was the leader of a long-range reconnaissance patrol.
Okay. What motivated you to run?
I was motivated to run by two things. One, I'm running as a Republican, of course, and I'm a lifelong conservative Republican. I am a free enterprise and free markets guy. I have worked hard to build, my career, which is 30 years of working, including the last 21 as a lawyer. And the last 13, I started my own law firm, co-founded a law firm with a friend of mine. We have a three-man law firm here in Dallas. So I'm big on the American dream, the idea that anybody can work hard and apply themselves, earn their way through an education, and work hard and earn their way into a successful career. So I wanted to support that and push back against the socialism ideas coming from the left.
Do you see any alarm bells with the way Bernie Sanders is rising?
Well, certainly he's having a lot more success than I would like to see. It's surprising, I think, to a lot on the right and in the middle of America that the idea of collectivism has become so popular with so many on the far left.
That's Don Hill, candidate for Congressional District 5. We've reached out to the Lance Gooden campaign to no avail. Kim Lamkins, WBAP News.